Good morning. My guest this morning is Elizabeth Heron, a local poet, writer. And Elizabeth is going to be doing a workshop called Writing the Watershed. It's a poetry and prose workshop on Saturday, May 6th, 10 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, why don't you audition for us? Why don't you audition a piece of prose?
I'd love to.
Okay.
This is from February Field Notes. The most unexpected gift of the day was the spawned-out steelhead salmon that splashed downstream as if someone had thrown a great stone into the current. I had just turned to look west from where I stood on the massive trunk of the Grandmother Bay laurel blown over in the driving wind of the last big storm and fallen over the creek. Standing on the trunk above the water, I thought this is a perfect spot to watch for steelhead. Running with the current, moving twice as fast as a leaf or branch might be carried, he came charging toward me at the oxbow. In a watershed that begins roughly 20 miles from the coast, just 3 miles in on this creek, there isn't enough time for changes brought by fresh water, so he hadn't got much in the way of spawning colors. Flat and silver, sea gray, and so alive he left me breathless, stunned and reverent, the steely shot past me. He skittered by in a kind of translucent thickness of water as he shoved through it with the terrific force of his body, which rippled from gills to tail, so the water was like the glass of old windows that blur and ripple the world into an impressionist painting. Though I have seen fish dart and disappear, I have never seen a fish move other than lazily over any real distance, unless it's upstream in a long riffle. I have seen that. A tail slapping the shallows with all the speed of instinct, knowing the limits of gills only at unbroken speed over perhaps 40 feet. Then I lost him through the dense mass of leaves at the crown of the fallen bay. Gone.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, while you're hot, let's do a piece of your poetry because you were doing both at this workshop.
Thank you. I'm glad we have time for it.
Good.
Fawn on Bodega Highway. Her head lolls when I lift her. Legs a spindly sway below the roil of translucent intestine. No odor of death. Only the scent of her mother's milk. Take her to the dandelions and vetch. The foxglove with their spotted throats under the thirst blossoms of buckeye. The doe browses alone now. Crosses the meadow in the morning, uneasy sense of nothing behind her. The hollow, where light had gathered into form and slid bloody in a sack of pearl to the grass beside her. Still astonished, she turns, listening. Suspended in the throb of her flanks, the curdle of her grassy milk.
Wow.
Just a reminder to drive slowly on our back roads.
Yes, really. Wonderful, Elizabeth. Let's tell people that this workshop requires pre-registration, and you do it online at lagunafoundation.org.
That's right.
I take it you can also get more information about the workshop.
You can indeed. It's right there on their website under events.
Are people going to have to choose whether they want a writing workshop or a poetry workshop or both?
They do not have to choose. My intention is to focus on helping sharpen perception and reminding people with some brief notes before we begin of how to sharpen their writing skills, how to focus their writing. And there will be writing exercises, probably 3 writing exercises mm-hmm. over the course of the day.
Oh, and this is going to be a full day.
It's 10 till 4.
Right. Okay. Elizabeth, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Roland.
And regaling us with your writing.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay. And thank you folks out there for listening. And remember, you can find out all about the workshop at lagunafoundation.org. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.